making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so Mindy, you were saying that you saw this yesterday evening that 7-Eleven has just bought out Speedway gas stations, huh?
Yeah.
Got some concern about that?
I do, because I've got a Speedy Rewards card and I got a lot of points left.
Hoping it transfers over, right?
Right.
So the deal is worth $21 billion with the purchase of 7-Eleven will pick up 3,900 locations to add to their portfolio. They already have 9,800 stores in the U.S., 21,000 locations in Japan. Like, why is that double?
Wow.
Yeah. The deal is the biggest cash deal since the beginning of the pandemic. So, I mean, it's kind of good to see that somebody's got some money.
Right.
Stephen King, he is releasing a new book.
Yes. Titled, he's my favorite author.
Later.
I love his dark side.
That's the name of the book. It's called Later. It follows a young boy with a talent to help the NYPD catch a killer. The novel is ready for pre-order right now and will hit bookshelves on March 2nd, 2021.
Cool.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how there's like a list of 75 hand sanitizers that are no longer...
I thought of you the minute I saw the story. Yes.
So, like a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the Food and Drug Administration warning that there's certain... They have a list of 75 hand sanitizers that absorb through the skin could be kind of toxic. Well, that number has jumped to 100 now.
Nice.
They're worrying about hand sanitizers which contain... that don't contain enough alcohol. The CDC recommends at least 60%, and I guess there are some hand sanitizer companies that are kind of skipping out on that.
Oh, so they're not even effective, basically, is what you're saying.
Some aren't effective, and then some of them have methanol.
It's not good for your skin.
That it can, like, be absorbed through the skin and even deadly if ingested, which...
Lovely.
You know, you don't want to drink that. What do you got?
So, we all use these, or you're probably using one right now, a computer mouse. The inventor died.
What is that? I don't know.
William English died at the age of 91. He and his partner, Doug Engelbart, created the first computer mouse back in 1963. The prototype was made from a wooden block and could only move in four directions. They went public with their invention in 68, but it wouldn't really catch on until the 80s, obviously. But, you know, even though virtually everyone has used a mouse at some point, they didn't, they never won either, got much money from
it. So they had it in 68, didn't get popular until the 80s. What were people using between that time?
Well, they weren't really using mouse, you know, computers that much. It was just starting to the computer age. So, yeah.
Computers were like the size of rooms.
Correct.
At the time.
Okay. Correct. And with the recent heat wave, I'm now thinking, oh, man, Bob and I could have made some cash this summer. A startup company in California called Swimply lets people who own pools rent them out by the hour.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, we could have made some serious cash this summer. One couple in L.A. made nearly $7,000 by allowing strangers to come to their home to use the swimming pool. Now, my situation would be, where are they going to the bathroom? Yep. Unless you had a porta potty there. Yeah. I don't want these people walking in my house.
You're saying, oh, man, I could have made some money. I'm thinking, like, I don't want anybody in my pool.
Well, especially with coronavirus going on.
Get your dirtiness out of my pool.
That chlorine will get rid of that coronavirus.
Well, the running rental rates were $30 to $75 an hour. So it's not like, you know, it depends. I'm wondering how many people. But they said these were kid-friendly. Others were resort-like. 165 pools are listed.
Wow.
On this.
What?
Oh, there you go.
We're starting this here, CW.
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
We got both sides of the city covered.
Yeah, I was gonna say, got the east and west side covered.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.